Hello, listeners. You are listening to another episode of That's Entertainment. Ho, ho, ho. It's Christmas time again, and all the other holidays, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Boxing Day. I'm your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and with me, as always, live from Hampton, Maine. We were very worried we weren't going to be able to get this hookup until the very last minute. It's my Aunt Beth Woods. Aunt Beth, did I miss any other holidays that we celebrate this time of year?
I don't think so. You think you got them all. It's good to be here. I think it's been since September. And like you said, I didn't know if we were going to make it. I didn't have power since Monday. We had a crazy rain and windstorm and a lot of trees down, a lot of damage. And the power came back about an hour or so ago. I said, oh, I guess I can do this.
So. We also had a rainstorm. I was wondering if you had snow on that day, but I guess...
No, every Monday we've had either rain or snow. All our snow's gone now because it poured last week and melted it. So we're not going to have a white Christmas, that's for sure. But I could finally
like put my Christmas.
Yeah, I missed having without power. I couldn't listen to Christmas music. I couldn't have my Christmas lights on. I was getting really sad.
You got to cram it all in those few days that you missed.
I know. There's only a few days left. So I felt like I missed 4 days.
So, that's kind of what we're talking about. It's our, I guess, annual holiday episode. Previously, we've talked about our favorite Christmas songs, and then we did our favorite Christmas movies. And then our favorite Christmas TV episodes.
Yeah.
We're not doing as much of a thorough ranking as we have in years past. This is kind of just a holiday check-in episode. I was like, I want to do a little episode. Doesn't have to be anything big. And it'll just be me and Aunt Beth talking about kind of like what our pop culture plans are for the holidays. And yeah, Aunt Beth was saying her power went out. We were going to record yesterday. We're recording on Thursday right now. And then just like what, like a half hour or no, like an hour ago, you texted me and said, my power's back on.
You were talking about doing it over the phone. And I was like, well, we can try it. I don't know if that would work, but I'm glad that this happened. So it's nice to be back on it.
Yes, indeed. So usually on That's Entertainment, on our full-length episodes, we pick a pop culture topic and discuss it according to the three Fs, first, favorite, and forever, which means we like discuss our earliest memories of a certain topic, our all-time most beloved memories, and what we're currently thinking about. But this is more of just a low-key special episode, as I said. We might have that format. We might have hints of that format since, you know, we've done it so much before. It's in our bones now. We just can't help ourselves, I think. But before we get into that, I did want to follow up on our last episode when we were talking about the strikes, the actors and writers strikes.
Yeah.
And since then, the actors have resolved. They've gotten a deal as well. So the strikes are over. And I asked on Twitter, I still call it Twitter, I asked a poll right after we posted that our podcast episode. I said, when will the SAG-AFTRA strike end? So I asked that on October 22nd. And the choices were within a week, within a month, within a year, or never. What would you have guessed, Aunt Beth?
So that was October 20th. I would have said within a month.
All right. And I believe you would have been correct. I think it was it early November?
I can't even remember now that you said that.
Well, we've gotten back to business quickly.
Not, it feels so long ago, but it's not really that long ago.
I'm checking Wikipedia. It looks like the official end date was November 9th.
Okay.
So, but the results of the poll, nobody said never. No one was that cynical. But it was an even split between the other choices. Oh. If you, like Aunt Beth said, within a month, you would have been correct.
Okay.
All right, yeah. So now we're gonna just chat about some holiday related topics, so first thing on the agenda. So I mentioned before we've talked about our favorite Christmas movies, songs, and TV show episodes, and you can go ahead and listen to those episodes if you haven't listened to them before or re-listen to them. I think those were some of our funnest episodes, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it was fun to rank them and really think about them. I think your dad even contributed some, even though he wasn't really on the show, but he liked to list his.
Oh yeah, he definitely sent us his favorite song list, and
Yeah.
I made sure to make a Spotify playlist of that. Okay, but yeah, so now we're actually going to expand the that ranking. I don't know if either of us ranked anything this time around, but we're going to talk about some of our favorite holiday foods or memories of food. So what do you like to eat around the
Yeah.
holidays?
Well, I did some memories. I didn't really rank anything, but I was thinking of some of our traditions growing up. And we always spent Christmas Eve at my grandmother's on my father's side. Her name, we called her Dada, and that was the Italian side of the family. So we always had Italian food, but my brother and I laughed because they had this horrible smelling fish called baccalà. And it's funny because none of the kids would eat that. So we always had ravioli or something instead with delicious Italian bread. But then what we thought was odd on when we got there, usually for dinner, they were making zeppoles, which is like a fried dough. Oh, it's delicious. And you roll it in sugar. And we thought, how come we're having this right before dinner? We should be having this for dessert, but that was the tradition. And so I've tried to keep up with some of those traditions where on we always have Italian food for dinner on Christmas Eve. It's not always the same. It can be just as long as it's something Italian. And we do make zeppoles still, and not always Christmas Eve, but if we have company, we'll make them. And then the other thing, Christmas, we usually had turkey, but now my daughter usually makes prime rib, which is yummy. And then two other
That
things
feels more
about.
like a summer meat to me, or maybe not. Well,
Not really. It's a
yeah,
it's fancy. It's
I guess
expensive, but it's
a rack of ribs would be more
oh,
of
like a yeah, no, this
that'd
is
be
like
a
a
barbecue vibe. But yeah, I
yeah,
guess
no,
prime
this
rib,
is
but
a
yeah.
cut. It's delicious. And then growing also my mommy, your nanny, always made eggnog and cookie press cookies. So we still try to do that.
Was it spiked eggnog?
No, it was just regular eggnog. And Wesley, your cousin, loves it so much. So he's usually in charge of the eggnog. People do put like rum in it, but I like it just plain old eggnog. Maybe we'll make it at your house sometime. And then the one thing I always make every year are peanut butter kiss cookies, just because I love them so much. So we didn't have those growing up, but those are delicious. So I'd be curious to hear what you have for memories, because some of ours might overlap since your dad is my brother.
Honestly, I don't know. Actually, I was trying to think. I don't have that many memories about related to food this time of year, at least not from when I was really young. And I guess I'll have to check with my dad, but I don't think he's carried the tradition over as much as you have.
Yeah,
I feel
I
like,
know. Well,
well,
shame on
because
him.
yeah, well, we I've always gone on my mom's side of the family for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day dinner. So we usually had on Christmas Eve, when I was growing up, I think we usually had ham
Yeah, I
most of the
think a lot
time
of
for
people
dinner
have
that
ham.
night.
Yeah.
And I think it was at my grandparents' house, at my mom's parents. Maybe some other meat. Maybe it varied, but lately, the past several years, maybe from around the time I was in high school or so, probably since my grandfather died. So that was in 2003. I think then Christmas Eve started to be at my Aunt Pat's house, but won't be this year anymore since she passed a few months ago. And then at a certain point, the Christmas Eve tradition started to be soup. Just six different soups.
That's kind of fun. Did she make them all, or did everybody make something?
She, I think, made most of them. And then my Uncle Paul would maybe make a couple as well. And maybe some others would contribute. But it was mostly her and also Uncle Paul who were the main soup stirrers. And I guess, I mean, it's very much a cookie holiday, and like pretty much whatever cookie my mom and or my sister feels like baking.
Yeah, it's yummy.
Do you love
them all?
Yeah, I try to have at least two of each.
Yeah.
So, which means that I can't let up on my running regimen during the holidays. Not that I would want to anyway. And then the other drink tradition, more of a recent one that's kind of developing, like at family gatherings, I seem to also often get the assignment of buying craft beers. So I'm on the lookout for seasonal ales.
And do Sam you like Adams, those?
Yeah, I like sweeter beers. Or like, I don't know, like something peppermint infused or something. Like I like the tastes of Christmas being, I think that goes well with beer or with alcohol in general. So that's, I feel like my aunts and uncles are more like, you know, just regular lager or IPAs or whatever. Yeah. So that if I'm getting a festive beer, it's more for me. Maybe my mom will have a sip or something, but yeah, that's what I'm into nowadays.
Did you have something? You usually had turkey on Christmas Day, didn't you?
Yeah, and we still do. I think so. I mean, it's kind of, you know, it's the second turkey holiday of the end of the year. So do you have that as well? Like I don't know, like how it feels like everyone has turkey on Thanksgiving, but I don't know, maybe it's more varied.
It's interesting. So growing up, when we were first married and when the kids were younger, we used to go to the Cape Cod for Thanksgiving, so we had turkey there. And so then I said, oh, we never got to have the leftovers, so I always made turkey for Christmas. But now, if I make turkey for Thanksgiving, then I don't make it again for Christmas, because it's a lot of work to make turkey and stuff. I mean, I love it, but it's easier. Well, or like I said, Riley likes to make dinner, so she usually picks something. So we usually don't have turkey again.
Yeah, well, I think for us, the Christmas is usually in a different house than Thanksgiving was, so someone else usually ends up cooking the turkey.
Yeah, well, that's good.
From the earlier holiday. So, yeah, I guess we'll move on then. The other thing we wanted to talk about was just kind of what our viewing plans are for this holiday season. Are there any movies that we're planning to see or any specials that we're planning on watching? So what's on your pop culture plan?
It's funny because I just missed four nights of TV viewing with my power out. So what I'm trying, I want to watch Maestro with Bradley Cooper. That just came out yesterday on Netflix. I don't even know if I'm going to have, I only have like a few nights to catch up on all these.
You're just going to have to force your guests to watch everything with you.
I know, or I'm going to stay up all night, I guess, if I don't fall asleep. I was going to say the other day before the power went out, when I was writing things down, I was like, Well, I'm pretty well caught up with most of my TV shows and streaming, but now that changed a little bit. So I need to finish a couple things, Fargo, Survivor, but then I'll be ready to start whatever's new. I haven't really seen a new in the TV guide, a new like fall, winter preview. The only thing I know that's coming out in January is All Creatures Great and Small, which I love. That's on PBS. And then some of the movies I want to see are The Color Purple, Ferrari, Poor Things. Think that was it. And then I was like, I wrote down Wicked, and then I said, wait, is Wicked not coming out till next year? I don't know why I was thinking it was this Christmas, but then I thought heard
It's
something
been
this.
talked about for a while,
I know,
but
did so I'm
yeah,
not sure. I don't
maybe it
know
was
when.
originally scheduled for this Christmas and got pushed back.
Yeah. Well, whenever that comes out, I want to see that. I don't know of too many other things that are coming out. I think Ferrari opens right around Christmas and The Color Purple. So I'd like to see those. That's
Yeah, I
about
think
it.
those are
What?
both Christmas Day releases.
Yeah. And I like to, I don't think I'll go Christmas Day, but sometime over that, I would like to go see that. Did you happen to watch Maestro yet? Or are you gonna,
I did,
you haven't?
yeah. It had so it
Oh.
had excuse me. It only had a limited theatrical release
Oh, okay. So you're already.
about a month before the Netflix release. So I went to see it at the Regal Essex Crossing. So it was
Okay. So you've
and
probably, and I know you already saw Poor Things, which I that hasn't come around here at all. So, all right. So what are you looking to see?
Yeah, well, so I've seen those. I've also seen The Color Purple. I've seen a bunch of
Oh.
things in the past several weeks, but
Wow.
there's still like I don't know, I have like a list of like six things I haven't seen yet that I wasn't able to pack them all in.
Yeah.
Like a few of them I did get invited to some of the early press screenings, but just the timing didn't work out. I'm like, I don't need, instead of seeing six movies this week, I'll just see four and I'll
Yeah,
save the other ones for
save some.
later. So I still
So,
haven't seen the new Aquaman or Ferrari or The Boys in the Boat
oh,
or
yeah, I want to see that.
The Iron Claw. And then there was the new Disney animated movie Wish that came out around Thanksgiving, which hasn't been getting great reviews, but when I've heard people who didn't like it describe it, it's actually made me want to see it more.
Huh.
So,
Yeah, that's
and then
one.
I just saw a movie that I did see that I want to see again was the new rom-com Anyone But You,
And
which
who's in that one again?
it's
Is that the,
Sydney
yeah.
Sweeney and Glenn Powell.
Yeah, I just read a little article about that. Yeah, I would like that has, you did already see it?
Yes, yeah, I
That
saw it a few
hasn't,
days ago.
yeah, that hasn't come here yet. So
I think
hopefully.
it's so I saw an early screening. It's but the release date is the 22nd. So
Okay.
we're recording this on the 21st. I'm actually gonna do a quick turnaround and release this on Friday the 22nd instead of our usual
Okay.
Sunday release date. So
Yeah, well, then it's Christmas Eve. So, what's Iron Claw?
that's with Zac Efron and Jeremy Allen White. They're part of a
Oh, I
wrestling
just,
family.
yes. I just read a review, or not a review, and it was an article about the three of them. And I said, oh, that sounds really good. So
Yeah.
I should write that one down. Iron Claw. And what's the name of the rom-com?
Anyone But You.
Anyone But You. Okay.
And
The
it's based
article, oh, it made
it's
it look like they were a couple, but then it said no, Sydney Sweeney's engaged to
right.
somebody, but I guess they're very good friends, the
Yeah,
two of them.
people have been watching like their interviews together and like they've got such lovey-dovey
Love you.
chemistry. I'm
Wow.
like, I think they do too. And I was say having that reaction, not knowing that she had a fiance.
Yeah,
Then I
I
found that
didn't.
out. I'm like, oh, well, I
Yeah.
hope her fiance is secure
Yeah,
in their relationship.
I would you say it's based? Did you say it's based on
Yeah, it's
story?
based on Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's good. We got some good things to look forward to. Are there any TV shows coming that you know of in the in January that you love?
Well, I wasn't look. I know there are.
I know, I can't.
There's well, there's a couple on NBC that are actually they're having like early premieres. The new season of Night Court and Extended Family,
Oh
which is
yeah,
with
that looked
John Cryer and Donald
interesting.
Faison.
Curious about that one, yeah.
And one other, a couple other things I wanted to mention. So one more movie, this is a streaming movie on Amazon Prime, is Merry Little Batman. It's an animated Christmas movie starring, I think, a big Batman and a little Batman.
That's a funny title.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay.
And I want to watch a Christmas special that I believe originally aired in the 80s, the Pee-wee Herman, Pee-wee's Playhouse Christmas special. It was recently put on YouTube on the Pee-wee Herman YouTube channel, so I'm hoping to find some time to watch that as
Yeah, I
well.
don't know when you find time to watch these all these things,
Yeah.
but oh man.
Very careful planning.
Yeah. Last Saturday I was here and there was nobody around and I said, okay, I'm gonna watch a Christmas movie, and I didn't have a movie in mind, and so I just Googled. I went to Netflix, I guess, and I found one. I think it was called Noel with Anna Kendrick and Bill Hader, and it was actually cute. It wasn't like your typical like romantic Hallmark movie. It was different, and so I was like, okay, at least I watched. I needed a movie to get me in the Christmas mood, so it was kind of fun.
I think I watched that like in the middle of summer 3 years ago during the first year of the pandemic.
Okay, yeah, it was out of not that, I forget when, a while ago, but not super long.
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now. It came out November 2019.
Okay,
So that.
Shirley MacLaine was in it. It was cute. If people are looking for it's a little different Christmas story. I liked it.
What was it? They were. Yeah, she was the daughter of Kris Kringle.
Yeah, heard that Kris Kringle dies, their dad, and Bill Hader is supposed to take over, but he's not thrilled with the job, so I don't want to give it away, but it's cute.
Yeah, you don't want to be the Red Hot Chili Peppers giving it away.
Yeah. Right.
So that, yeah,
Okay.
those are our plans, and maybe you listeners can take some inspiration from us if you need help to find something to get you in the festive mood.
Yes.
All right, I guess do we have anything else to mention? Any promotions or recommendations or anything?
No, just the ones I've already said. I'm
Okay.
gonna go watch. Oh, and the other, well, that's on tonight is the Dick Van Dyke 98 years of Dick Van Dyke special.
Yeah. So
That I'm
that's.
very excited about. It's on, well, people, by the time they listen to this, it'll be over, but it's on Thursday night at 9 on CBS. So that's on. I'm gonna go start watching Survivor, and then I'm gonna have to switch to Dick Van Dyke.
And I'm guessing, or at least hoping, that the Dick Van Dyke thing will be streaming the next day on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, hopefully. To sit, see if I tape it, I don't have to sit through commercials, but for some reason it's not letting me tape it, so I'm gonna have to. Yeah, maybe I
Hopefully
will
that's
wait.
just your
Does it
DVR
just
catching
things
its breath after
I
being off a
how do
few
you
days.
yeah how do you know how would you know for sure if it was going to be streaming on the next day? Because maybe I'll wait to watch, I'll finish Survivor and then
Let
watch.
me look it up now. It'll probably tell me if I Google
Okay, I was going to say we could wait till after we say goodnight, but
Let's see.
yeah, I found the Survivor stream is streaming on Paramount Plus. Sometimes they stream on Hulu too.
I think CBS shows generally,
That's usually Paramount.
yeah.
Okay.
Let's see. Okay, yeah, it's live on CBS and Paramount Plus, and it looks like the next day you can watch it on Paramount Plus as well
Okay.
if you couldn't watch it live.
Okay. Good to know.
Yes.
All right, we should say good night.
Yes, we should wrap it up so I can get to editing this episode and Aunt Beth can get to catching up with everything she missed.
All my shows, yes.
But before that, I'll mention we have a Patreon. Still, you can support us there if you'd like. Ken Jeong, your invitation to appear as a guest on this show is still open. We're still on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You can follow us on there if you'd like. You can leave us a review. And if you do, we'll read it on air. And I think, Aunt Beth, the next time you and I will be together will probably be about a month from now when we react to the Emmys. They're happening on January 15th.
Okay.
And I'll also, some point in there, try to do another response to one of your recommendations, one of the classics that you gave me.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I've been working on my Christmas Spotify playlist. I've been making new additions. I've been keeping my ears pricked for ones that I haven't heard.
That you haven't, okay.
Or haven't really noticed before. There's been some good songs from some new good
some
ones.
Some newer
even.
Ones.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, Katie, my sister, and I, and her boyfriend Kevin, we were at Baby Grand Karaoke last week singing some Christmas music. So,
oh, fun.
That was a good way to get in the spirit.
Yeah.
I guess that's everything. So, all right. Let's.
But it's good night, everybody.
And keep your remotes ho ho handy and your eyes open, and maybe you'll catch a glimpse of Santa.